James, first of all, we would like to make it clear that here in Swaziland, we are facing a number of problems. In fact, we are in a serious crisis. One of them is the COVID-19, which is escalating in an unprecedented way. We are also having a problem of the political instability that is currently ongoing in the country. We have got a number of schools that have been burnt down, more especially during the night, such that we are also worried about the safety of our members from these people who burnt down the schools. And also, we are afraid of our members being infected by the COVID-19. We have got a number of our members who are currently infected, and some have died, unfortunately.
You said two things that are very important. First of all, the fact that there's been political uprising in the country, people have been protesting, and also the education aspect. So let's talk first about the political uprising, the protest. What do you make of the protest going on?
Yeah, in fact, for the past, I think, 2 months, people have been protesting, demanding political reforms in the country. Schools are also affected in that way, because some of the people feel like even schools should close down so that the government can adhere to their demand. And so now, they find that in the process, they feel like those teachers who are teaching are betraying the struggle. So in the process of trying to make sure that everyone is involved, therefore they end up attacking schools so that even the students and teachers can join the struggle.
So you think that the arsonists, those who are burning down schools, are doing so to implicate the teachers?
Yes, in fact, they are targeting schools so that students and teachers may be released to support the struggle. In fact, maybe I should make myself clear, James, here. Our union is not as much as it is not a political party, but we support the call for democratic reforms in the country. Because as a union, we are not benefiting anything. We can't negotiate. The government is always adamant to give anything to the union because of the way this government behaves. It undermines the citizens. Therefore, as a union, when we try to negotiate for what the teachers should benefit, we always get a negative response from the government.
So in a way, the teachers support the idea that the schools are shut down. Is that correct?
At the moment, we have just issued a statement directing the government to close all the schools because our members are endangered by the prevailing circumstances, and also our learners are also being threatened.
So if you are concerned about the learners, why not keep the schools open? Because as the Prime Minister said, education is a critical driver for wealth creation and economic development in Eswatini.
Yes, true, but James, our understanding is that as much as education is a right, we should not be affected for the students. We also understand a fact that we should give priority to life first, because their life is in danger. We cannot expose them to the arsonists for the sake of education. We should make sure that they are safe first so that we can be able to teach them. In fact, teaching and learning is supposed to take place under a safe environment.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, James.